Good morning, Seattle. Good morning, Vegas. Good morning to Vancouver, Canada. Good morning to Berlin, Germany. Good morning to the people that wander the streets in search of love. It is January the 29th, 2021, and it's Friday. And it's right around 4:20 a.m. This is the fifth transcription of the metaphysical, existential, unreasonably deconstructed, hidden secret lost Charles Manson. Yeah, I bet he wanted to live in a mansion in the desert, didn't he? This is the fifth transcribed lecture of the Lost Prison Lectures of Charles Manson. These lectures were given between October 1997 and December 1999. They are considered earth-shattering and critical. They were left behind on debris. You know what debris is, right? When they evict you from your apartment next month, debris will be the garbage and the gump that you can't take with you. It'll be the shit you leave behind in the alleyway. Debris is the garbage, the paper, the rags. Dr. Ruth Hubrington of the University of Mogata and Mr. Ken Hayes of Boblimpdoc Technology, they were responsible for finding, I'm going to have some more coffee. These two intrepid researchers are responsible for discovering these lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. These were discovered on discarded pieces of newspaper, chunks of old crump, pieces of cardboard and wood and chunks of metal, little clay tablets with little fucking hatch marks like cuneiform. Dr. Hubrington and Ken Hayes took many months to translate, but there's still work to be done. The work of understanding, the work of emotional connection, the work of spiritual regeneration. Because of Charlie. Lecture number 5, Love. Lecture 5 is about love. What is love? I would take you to Cowboy Charlie's near the reservoir where the Zodiac murdered that mind screamer. I'll make you flower dressings and moon pie, and you'll gallop on a horse behind me, hugging me. and the ointment will be cinnamon butter and elephant tongue, and this is love. Love is the kindness circle. It begins with me and ends with, you better make me a sandwich, ho. This is fantastic love. Ho, get me a beer, love. Love is the firestorm of heart songs. From kleptic horn hunters. It is a kind of spirit grease that you can spread like jam on your broken heart and bring the healing and the callus and the scars that never leave. The scars remind you of vengeance oaths. Vengeance oaths are critical, people. You need to remember and keep a list of the people you intend to doom. The scars remind you of vengeance oaths. Remember this. You remember the rebar that hobo shoved in your gut? If you do, you can see that this is love too. Love is a containment of the infinite all love. And can't be measured in terms of shit you learned in school from love thieves. They were love thieves. They stole your love and sold it to the senator's benefactor for $45 an hour, and no one cared, and the cops watched, and the body was dumped in the Sacramento River, love. This is also love. I was a Nordic hunter of the Sklem tribe. I was hired by King Jug. I was hired by King Jug to murder his errant uncle. He would feast upon monkey flesh in the Harbor Grill, where the waitress wears an old Led Zeppelin t-shirt covered over with stains and pains and blood and holes where she was stabbed repeatedly by her ex-boyfriend and pimp. I carried the torch for these Brongo beasts, and I bared the burden of taking hostages of the spirit to those renticular caverns where Tragus lives and devours all hope. This can also be considered a form of love. What is key? Love is a danger pudding. And your love tube goes in the woman hole. Hummus is best with meat of the sea. Take the whale blood and mark your hooch. Tragus said this to me last night in my sleep. What I see in you? This is what I see in you, child. Pure moonbeam light love. The kind of love that would allow you to drive the getaway car. but maybe not slaughter the family and write racist slurs in blood on the walls. A different, sweeter love. Nah, crystal light lemonade love that sprinkles from unicorns. This is what Scragon said to the Teglamites. Your mouth is a hole into which I shove hot coal. He led with this. That was his primary negotiation technique, Scragon. Your mouth is a hole into which I shove hot coal. Good negotiating strategy. I was the kumquat rainbow, and she was my myriad body spirit. You were the stormy wildflower, she was the mountain of trust. I could take her in my arms and blend the sky with apple, no, excuse me, blend the sky like apple pie, milkshake, Sunday morning with pancake syrup, and leftover taco meat. And she would feel my touch, and I would grasp her bodice. But the love was contractual, per arrangements of blood magic with Vortraxi of Torblum. Her armored witch houndrels would shoot down the mountainside in packs and heat in search of young flesh to ravage. And what of those nuns, those rocket rubes, the people of Nordia Tor? If I could smell her scent, like it were morning time, if I could touch her in the desert like some rabid raccoon filled with putrescence and rage, then I'd take my gallop time to the field of love magic and use my herbs and spices. But you would miss the point, and love is lost. Her magic touch. It's like we're saying love is an angel's arrow, shot drunkenly from a cloud. Or maybe even love is an old gypsy with a rusty knife and angry bloodshot eyes. That love is horns and greases, and when she is tossed, here love ceases by the wayside of this highway of love. Or dump, really, garbage dump of love. Love might be a dump. I hear your words, spirit child, as you grasp at cosmic understanding. But her knives are rusty and covered in fish guts, and even if you survive the wound of love, you will probably have a nasty infection and die. Love is the cosmos saying, ring around your collar and fuck you. There was this story of this guy. There was this story of this guy. He was a guy who drove a truck. His truck was big and strong and could haul a lot of shit. All he ever did was haul shit. He should have used that truck to run over hippies. This was not him listening to love. He should have used that truck to run over hippies. This was him ignoring love's voice, like the cry of a French bulldog in the darkness. Can you hear at 7 p.m. the scream of Frenchies as they howl in the night? They're screaming for their demon loved one. They're screaming to connect with their Lord. Can you hear a Frenchie as it howls in the night? Calling for Baal and Moloch and Dagon. Do you understand the power of French bulldog love? But back to the subject, this is critical, this is important, and you can quote me. You can quote Charlie, quote Charles Manson on this. This is the key to the lecture, my buddies, my scrumblies, my fellow prisoners. This is the one takeaway, and you can fucking quote Charlie. Love is a truck. Love is a truck. Running over hippies. Did you hear me? Love is a truck. Running over hippies, if you can hear them scream in the night. That's love. Love is a truck running over hippies. And if you know love magic, you know the heart of the beast. This is what Tragas told me, the old man. Of course, these lectures don't pay for themselves. The transcription process takes hours, if not years. Days, if not decades, weeks, if not months. If the seconds were measured in the speed of light, or if we measured distance in time in parsecs. If we measured time by distance or distance by time, if this was a silly Star Wars movie. If I said I did it in under 12 parsecs, what? Would that be like saying I ran a mile in under a mile, or I ran a mile in a mile, or what the fuck? That means what? Bending space-time, you fancy-pants Millennium Falcon freak? Fuck you, Han Solo. We know where your hands were on the deep space flights. As your heart was soaked in monkey grease. We know, Han Solo, you used to touch the French bulldogs. We know where you've been, Han Solo. Yes, indeed. The process of transcribing these lectures, and if you don't know, we just finished lecture number 5, Charles Manson's lecture on love that he gave on what? Fucking November, the fucking Bo Blimtok. When did he give this fucking lecture? It was fucking in November, I think maybe around Thanksgiving, 1997. But whenever he gave lecture number 5, you can be certain that this lecture was critical and it cost millions of dollars to transcribe. So if you have any cash at all, which means you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of your dogs and your cats, if you've fed your fish, if you ensured that your potatoes are planted and your corn can be harvested, if your bush is trimmed, then please feel free to donate to this podcast, which is, you know, Little Saigon Report et al. We're involved in the cultural tasks of this time, including the transcription of Charles Manson's Lost Prison Lectures, which you just heard an interpretation of the transcription of the symbology. And now you can understand love and concepts and people and things, and this is not free. So there'll be links to donate at the bottom of the notes of this podcast. You can donate as little or as much as you want to if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love, if you have money left over after doing the things you're supposed to do so you can spend money on the things you want to do, like fall in love, then feel free to donate.